Zoning Appeals for January 7th, 2020. First on the agenda is to get acknowledgement that the meeting has been advertised in compliance with state law.
Meeting has been advertised in compliance with state law and the property has been posted.
Okay. Today, second thing on our agenda is nomination and election of chairman and vice chairman for the coming year, and it's been suggested that maybe we table that either until the other member comes or until the next meeting. We think Carolyn's coming.
I think she indicated she would.
She's the only one that replied, and she said yes, so, but she may have forgotten.
She may, the change in time may have thrown her off.
So I'm going to make a motion to delay it until...
Well, I'll make a motion that we delay until later in the meeting, if that's necessary, or we just move it down the list and take it up later. I don't know whether you have to make a motion to do that or not. And if she walks in, it solves the problem.
Just to reorder the agenda?
Yeah, you want to just reorder the agenda?
Yeah, let's just do that for now, and then...
So we'll put it behind miscellaneous business, that's good.
So we don't hold up everybody.
We'll all second that.
Okay. Second that.
Oh!
It's always a good thing to have on a recording.
What?
Roll call of voices of, if you would just say your name for the recorder, so that she can pick it up on the minutes. Well, just go ahead, if you wouldn't mind, you want to do it now?
Yeah.
Just go around, say your name, so she'll pick that up on the recorder.
Arnold Garrig.
Okay.
Glenn Thornburg.
Gotcha.
Elizabeth Campson.
Gotcha.
Peter Doherty.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting, meaning November 5th, 2019, which I think we all received by email. Anybody have anything to add or change to the minutes last meeting?
Move that they be approved as distributed?
I had one comment, I believe.
I think it was 4:30.
Okay, I mean, it's not worth trying.
It had us leaving before we came.
Yes.
Yeah, we adjourned at 4:40.
Yeah. We got here.
So 4:30.
Okay, so change the time.
Yeah.
I mean, not at this point.
Of the start time of the meeting at the top is incorrect. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good catch.
Thank you.
All right. So we have a motion on the table. What's the motion?
Move that the minutes be approved as amended.
And do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It passes.
I was waiting for you to make a comment before I... Because you read it in more detail than everybody else. Sorry. Don't miss anything.
This is a quasi-judicial meeting, which means that we follow the rules of the court. And this is recorded. If you want to speak... You have to be sworn in. So anybody that wants to speak tonight, you need to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I swear to tell the truth.
Repeat. Swear to tell the truth.
The whole truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you. Okay, we have one person sworn in. All right. First on the agenda is home occupations. Douglas?
Okay, this is Appeal 20-01. The applicant is Ms. Bronwyn Lurkin. The address is 3700 Hartnett Boulevard, and she is requesting a special exception to allow the establishment of an architecture business at her home. She has indicated in her application that she would be using the home for office work only. There would be no business-related traffic coming to the house, and no employees working at the house. This business is classified in Table B1 of the zoning code as 7389, office work for business services not elsewhere classified. And that is all I have.
Okay, do you have anything to add to that?
I do not.
Okay,
question.
Yeah, we always ask about advertising.
There won't be any advertising.
No advertising, no UPS coming to the house, anything like that.
The dealer signed. Okay.
And I think we also like to make sure there's nothing on any automobile.
Signage.
No signage.
didn't see those.
Arnold, did you have a question?
Can you clarify the ownership? So the property is owned by...
this is Sully. These are family members, but
okay.
It's...
And they've signed...
Mm-hmm.
It's your signature on there and as well as
right.
theirs. Okay.
Do I have a motion?
I'll move that we accept it as submitted.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That passes. You can go downstairs and get my driver. I never thought about that.
You may be able to do it tonight if you wanted to. It's usually
don't wait on the
next day.
Don't wait on the elevator. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any miscellaneous business tonight?
I don't have any.
Or just a follow-up from the minutes. Now I got to find where it was last time, but about an update on the lawsuit.
Yes. So the city staff met with...
Lawsuit pertaining to...
1130 Ocean, the restaurant that the Board of Zoning Appeals approved outdoor sales, special exception for an outdoor sales request. Board of Zoning Appeals approved that. There has been, we were named in a lawsuit
right.
regarding that. The city did sit down with, you know, as I understand it, the real issue is with the flags that have been placed at the restaurant that are obstructing the view of some or one of the condos on that building.
Okay.
City's been named. We don't know that we really have a role in the flags. They're compliant with all the ordinances. I don't know that they're even germane to the request that the board heard, but I think there was, you know, you kind of put everybody's name in there that you can. But the city did facilitate a meeting between the restaurant owner and the condo owners that were bothered by the flags. Basically, in that meeting, the resolution was that if the condo owners wanted to pay to lower the flag, the restaurant owner was agreeable to allowing them to do that. So the condo's lawyers were going back to indicate that position, and they're going to see if they want to accept that and pay to lower the flag or continue on with the lawsuit.
I thought it was more had to do with what some triangular
sales. Yeah, they are sales that are basically a
for shaded, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Was I saying flags?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really sales. They're
okay.
really.
I thought there was some other element. In
yeah.
That
no, they're these.
Okay.
Shade sales. So it is still ongoing. They are still negotiating between each other.
Okay.
Again, I mean, the city is named in the suit, and we're facilitating the meetings. But other than that, I don't know that there's anything that the city will be involved with. So I'll keep you posted.
Our decision was simply to allow the sale,
outdoor sales.
Yeah.
Regardless of, you know, the flags or the case was made.
Outdoor sales meaning
outdoor
revenue.
Yes.
As opposed to
S-A-L-E-S.
They did show the shade structure.
I remember that part of it. Yeah.
The case has been made that the rendering didn't show the window of the adjacent building in the exact correct location, and that if that had been there, that maybe the board would have commented about it or changed it. So they're basically saying that they weren't fully truthful in their renderings that were given to the Board of Zoning Appeals. And that's, I think, what they're kind of hanging their hat on.
Okay.
So I'll keep you updated as I learn more. It is like a trickle of information. It comes like a bolt out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, you know, are you available to sit in on this mediation tomorrow? And that's kind of the way it seems to go.
And Arnold, how did you hear about it? You're the one who brought it up, didn't you?
We've been discussing this from time to, it's in the minutes.
Yeah, no, but, okay.
It's been coming up. It's been ongoing for several months now.
Asking for an update, okay.
I'm just getting an update.
Oh, I thought you had sat in or knew something that.
No, I'm as ignorant as usual.
No, you're not. Put yourself in a bad place. Okay.
I'll keep you posted on that. I mean, I would expect that there's got to be some resolution that ultimately comes of it.
Okay.
So the other thing on the meeting is to go back to the change in order here, which is to nomination and election of a chairman and vice chairman. Let's open that up for discussion and see how you feel about either doing it or waiting.
I think last year didn't we wait for a full committee?
Yeah, I will say that I think that you will. Yeah. I think that it's been somewhat rare that you get everybody at a meeting, and we've had several years where you delay a couple of meetings ultimately to not have everybody. But it's up to you. You certainly can if you want to give it two meetings to see if you can get all five.
Yeah.
You want to give it one more meeting to try to see if you have all five. If you don't have it next month, do it in February.
I'll make a motion that we delay by 1 month to nominate and elect officers.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Well, yeah, we have a motion for to delay the nomination election of a chairman and vice chairman until the next meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We'll move it to the next meeting. Anybody know her status is with her house sale and stuff? Is she?
I think she took it off the market.
Took it off the market. Okay. I went down by there and there wasn't any sign of it. So.
She's officially still a resident.
Yeah, so that's right. Mm-hmm.
I guess that would be pertinent to our election.
Yeah.
All right, so if Carolyn sells her house, right, she's staying? I don't know.
No, we need to get a new, if she moves, if she's no longer a resident, we would need
to. Yeah, but I mean, about staying on the island, or is she going into town?
I think for now she is.
Yeah,
I think she's going into town, don't you? Or not? Or you think she's going to stay
now? Oh, yeah, I think they're hunkered down here
For a while, okay.
At least
that's good.
Next summer, I would think.
All right.
When it gets
all
crazy and her husband
starts
to worry.
All right. So next time.
Okay. So other discussion, miscellaneous business or anything? Do we have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.